That's why, you know, the one thing that I have this strange notion. We are a democracy. Some of my Republican friends and some of my Democratic friends even occasionally say, well, if you can't get the votes by executive order, you're going to do something. Things you can't do by executive order unless you're a dictator. We're a democracy. We need consensus.
President Biden's pick to lead the Energy Department, Jennifer Granholm, has disclosed millions of dollars in stock options across a broad spectrum of businesses, including more than $1 million in an electric vehicle and battery maker set to go public later this year. In her ethics agreement filed with the financial disclosure, the former two-term governor of Michigan says she plans to sell her vested stock options as soon as possible, but no later than 180 days after she's confirmed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patches of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers. The highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and, of course, streaming live on the brand spanking new WGSO.com. Don't forget to head over there and take a look at our new website. And don't forget that now that we are non-for-profit, you have the ability to help out the station that you're listening to. There's a donate section, and there's more information on us becoming a non-for-profit. So don't forget to go check all of that out. Mike, how's it going?
Yeah, today sucked.
Yeah? All right, Eeyore, what's wrong?
Well, I had a meeting in Gonzales today, which is about 20 miles away from here. Mm. And after I left there, I stopped by the store, my gas station. And when I got back in my car, it wouldn't start. So I was like, oh, yay, this is fun. I'm 20 miles away from home. I did everything I could and eventually realized, okay, my car is not going to start. So I had to call a tow truck, pay $150 to have it towed to the house for what is most likely either my battery or my alternator, which will both cost me about $100. And yeah, it was just a crappy afternoon.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm still in good spirits though. So
oh, that's
I'm,
good.
I want to dump a bunch of gasoline on my car and light it on fire, but I don't have enough money to get another car, and so that's not an option. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you were just saying not too long ago how much you wanted to take a ride in a tow truck, and so, you know, you got your wish today.
I did say that. You are right. I did say that. I was like, man, it's been a very long time since I've sat in a tow truck.
Yeah.
And, hey, you're right. I got my wish. You know, it's you know, it is what it is. You know, I guess there's always a silver lining to every dark cloud.
So. That's right. And maybe you get a new car out of it. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, there's going to have to be some money coming in very quickly for that. But yeah, hopefully.
Well, you never know. I don't know if there was a Powerball winner or not, but you could always put your money down on that.
Yeah, to be honest, at the moment, I may have to like mug a Powerball winner or something. But hey, you know, I've never tried to mug somebody, but since I've never tried to do it, I probably wouldn't know how to, and so that probably wouldn't work out very well either. And so, you know,
I feel like you'd be a guy with your finger in your pocket, acting like it was a gun.
Yes, yeah. I got a gun, man. I got a gun. Like, that's a finger. I can see it. No, it's not. It's a gun, man.
Like that scene from Field of Dreams whenever Kevin Costner tries to kidnap James Earl Jones with a finger gun.
Hey, I got a gun in my hoodie pocket, man.
Right. Well, let's talk. There's a little bit of Saints stuff out there today. And one thing is, I was going to talk about it yesterday, but some other things came up. So we ended up replaying a show yesterday, a best of, if you will. Yeah. Best of for Monday. Yeah. But the thing we didn't really talk about Sunday was Michael Thomas and his tweeting during the NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this, but cornerback Carlton Davis have, I guess, issue with each other, and you know, you can look at it however you want to, but Michael Thomas didn't have any receptions in the game against the Bucs, so whatever. Carlton Davis either played really well or Michael Thomas played really bad, however you want to look at it. But after Davis allowed a long touchdown to Packers wide receiver Valdes-Scantling, Thomas, who has a private Twitter account apparently, tweeted that, quote unquote, if a DB knows the quarterback can't throw deep, they're going to play aggressive underneath with safety help over the top. He didn't elaborate on it, but it does kind of seem like that he's taking a shot at Breeze for the inability to throw deep passes. Which isn't really cool. And then he also tweeted a GIF file of Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill and captioned it, quote unquote, help is on the way. This is most likely referring to the fact that Breeze is expected to retire, but the future Hall of Fame signal caller hasn't made that decision official just yet. If he does call it quits, there will be a new QB in New Orleans, one who, according Thomas hopes, can throw the deep ball. I don't know. You know, he's been known to go on Twitter and say things. And again, people have to keep in mind, and I'm not defending anything that he said, by the way, but you also have to remember, just because these guys make hundreds of millions of dollars, they're still kids. Still going to say things that are probably not the wisest. And, you know, something like that, we'll have to see how it unfolds, but I'm sure Sean Payton wasn't very happy when he saw that.
No, And my first thought was, was that, you know, all the Saints players love Drew Brees. That's not what he meant at all. But then I thought about, you know, him getting in a fight in practice and missing games. And, you know, he's not the kind of person that's going to hold back. And so, what if he was talking to Breeze?
Right.
And then after that, I was like, well, maybe he knows Breeze is retiring, and so he knows he can say that and not have to face any repercussions because Breeze is going to be gone. And that's purely speculation. That was, like I said, just the next thought that popped into my mind. But, you know, there was all things that made me, you know, made me say, I guess.
Wow, there's a throwback reference. yeah. Well, you know, and here's the thing. You know, even if that's the situation, and if Breeze was hurt with a torn rotator cuff all year long, either way, even if he is on his way out the door, you don't really need to throw shade, and that's really something that'll get you moved out of New Orleans. And, and to be honest, to be frank, Michael Thomas got a very big contract because of Drew Brees' quote-unquote inability to throw the deep pass. So You know, kind of need to watch what you say. And real quick before we take a break, also Mickey Loomis had an end-of-season press conference and said they're still waiting Drew Brees' decision on his future. And Loomis said he didn't think that it was a lot different from last year, and they'll wait for him. So we'll see how it goes. He did say that they're going to, in general, they're going to target their own guys first. And hopefully they'll get the answer from Drew Brees sometime in the near future, which I'm sure he would do, because that's the way to go about it, so you don't leave a team hanging. So, just a little tidbit from out of the Saints camp. So let's take a break, and we'll talk about all of those Hall of Fame inductees for Major League Baseball this year. We'll be back after this.
Brought to you by the Saint Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the Saint Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at saintrockmarket.com.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy. The Crescent City. The birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
I've seen what you call progress, every warning sign ignored. There's a muffled voice of reason, but we can't make out the words. And though the balance we struck was delicate, there was a sense of right and wrong. We tried to stand.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And I don't know if anybody was paying attention yesterday, but it was Major League Baseball Hall of Fame Election Day. And it was a big one, wasn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it was huge. It was the biggest one in years.
Are you quoting somebody?
No, I'm quoting me.
It was huge.
It's so special, I have to use my own words.
It was huge. It was a lot of people huge. Say it was the biggest they've ever seen. A lot of people.
Yes. It had very big hands.
Exactly.
Sorry.
So yeah, we're being sarcastic if you're not paying attention. Yesterday, and I didn't realize it happened in 2013 also, but the Baseball Hall of Fame induction yesterday went off without a hitch because they didn't elect anybody. And it was
because there was no hitch.
Yeah. It was the third time in the last 50 years that Baseball Writers Association of America decided that no one was fitting, I guess, to get into the Hall of Fame. Which, you know, here's the deal. Let's unpack this.
Yeah, really.
The way that they go about doing this is so ridiculous. Well, you know, it's some of this. Well, yeah, this guy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, but I'm not going to vote for him now because he doesn't deserve to go in on the first ballot. Well, if you think they're a Hall of Famer, then just vote for him and get it over with.
Yeah, if they're a Hall of Famer, they're a Hall of Famer. It doesn't matter if right. First or ninth ballot, they're a Hall of Famer.
It's not going to say on their plaque, well, it took him his eighth try or his fifth try to get it. No, yeah. It's not going to say it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I think it's just there's a lot of pettiness when it comes to to this sort of thing. And really what was shocking about it, because you have to have 75% of the vote to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and the person that had the most was Curt Schilling. What?
Yeah. Of all people. What is it, 69 or 70 or something?
71.1.
Yeah.
And which is shocking considering that he's lost his job. He lost his job with ESPN and everything over some of his antics that he's had over the last few years.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, if you're going to look at it fairly, if he, you know what he did on the baseball field shouldn't have anything to do with what he does as a person at this point in time.
Yeah,
but at the same time, go ahead.
I don't agree with a lot of the stuff he's done lately, but he was a very good pitcher. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he as far as what he did on the field, I feel like there's been a better pitchers, but I feel like if somebody's going to get in now, him, and then on top of that. You do have Barry Bonds and
Roger Clemens.
Oh, come on. Roger Clemens, thank you. Both of them were both worthy of getting in, but they got involved in the PED, the performance-enhancing drug scandal. And I feel like that one, those two, both of them both deserve to be in there, but that I can see a better case for saying, I don't know, man. You know, they were possibly doing performance-enhancing drugs, and so let's look at that one again. Let's look at those two again. But Curt Schilling was—I mean, like I said, he was not Nolan Ryan. He wasn't anybody like that. But he was good.
Yeah, I don't know if he's Hall of Fame material. I think he was a very good pitcher, and that's why I find it surprising that he got 71.1% of the votes because. I feel like there's better pitchers. I'll be honest with you. Billy Wagner, who was on the ballot, and I think he got like 40%, something like that. For what he did, granted, he was a closer, but still, I feel like he was more deserving than Curt Schilling. Curt Schilling had some good years, but I don't know. To me, it just doesn't feel like a Hall of Fame career that he had. But, you know, I don't really let his actions in the recent years jade me on the situation, but I just don't see it.
Just because he was a jackass doesn't mean that it should affect his what he did on the field. Mm-hmm. But what he did on the field was not really, worthy. I guess it was close, but not actually there.
Right.
To be honest, I feel like Andy Pettit probably should have got more votes than he. You know,
I would agree with you on that.
Andy Pettit wasn't even he was a really good closer, especially in the postseason. But he wasn't the go to guy for his entire career. Mm. But I feel like he deserves it better at least a little bit more than Curt Schilling.
Yeah. yeah, and the another one who honestly I thought I didn't know if he would make it this year, but here again, it's that whole philosophy that the writers have of, well, you know, it's basically like stair-stepping their way, you know, with votes until they finally get in. But Scott Rolen, who is one of the, yeah, the greatest, one of the greatest defensive third basemen of all time, and I'm not just saying that because he spent a lot of time in Cardinal red, but he was
probably one of the top 5 or 10 third basemen of all time.
Exactly.
Top 10, 15, I'd say.
And he did made a significant jump this year from getting less than a third of the votes last year to he got 52.9. But he had Scott Rolen had 8 Gold Gloves, 316 home runs, and 1,300 RBIs. Here, if you want to talk about sabermetrics, he has a 70.1 career wins above replacement. Which puts him as one of the top 10 third basemen of all time. And I feel like if you're in the top 10 at any position, you should probably be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
And, you know, I don't know if Bonds and Clemens, it's their last year for eligibility next year. So I don't know if that's what everybody's been waiting for. But, you know, we'll see. You know, if you're not going to put Pete Rose in, chances are probably pretty good Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens aren't going to be in either.
And speaking of last year of eligibility, I didn't see this, but do you have any idea why Curt Schilling pulled his name out of the running for next year, considering that it's his last year?
I didn't know other than more craziness. I haven't read it.
Maybe he doesn't want his name dragged through the mud anymore, I guess. That was the only thing I could see. I didn't have time to look it up. By the time I saw that, I had, you know, 10 minutes before I had to start get the computer going and get ready for the show. So I didn't have time to look it up. But
no, I haven't. I didn't see. I saw that he'd said that, but I don't know. I don't know what his reasoning was for it. I'm sure it was something goofy. here's what it is. Oh, this is what his quote was. He said he will not participate in the final year of voting. He's requesting to be removed from the ballot. He wrote, I'll defer to the Veterans Committee and the men whose opinions actually matter and who are in a position to actually judge a player. So he doesn't want to be voted in by the writers because he doesn't respect them. So,
and I gotta say, the Hall of Fame ballots has needed to be revamped for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Part of it because the writers just they have their own agenda rather than looking at the player. So,
yeah, I agree. Like I said, it's either they are or they're not. You know, it's one way. Yep. There's not a lot of gray area. It's like saying, have you been to Europe? It's you either have or you haven't.
You haven't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe I have. No, you either have or you haven't. It's pretty easy.
I flew over it one time.
Right. So we'll see next year. But the good thing is at least there will be an induction ceremony this year because all the guys that were elected last year didn't get to have that ceremony because of the COVID pandemic. So it'll still happen this year. So it'll all balance itself out. So we'll take a break and we'll come back, talk some Pels and a little bit of hockey too. So we'll be back with more after this.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The LHSAA has halted the regular season for the sport of wrestling, but still plans on holding the state championship wrestling meet. Jeff Palermo has the story.
The Louisiana Department of Health says a wrestling tournament in Gonzales on January 15th and 16th produced over 20 COVID-19 cases, which led the LHSAA to make a difficult decision
to not only halt interstate, but also intrastate interscholastic wrestling competition.
But LHSAA Executive Director Eddie Bonine says they just didn't want to end the season completely, so they still plan on holding the state championships in Baton Rouge on February 26th and 27th.
This is for those seniors not losing their season.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The state reported 3,868 new COVID-19 cases today and 67 additional fatalities. Hospitalizations fell to 1,625. The state positivity rate is at 9.33%, an increase from Tuesday's 7.45%. Louisiana Radio Network.
Tire Rag.
Me, okay? Everyone listen up. We don't want anyone to panic, okay? But there has been a COVID exposure here at the school.
But that's not getting in the way of your 2019 National Championship Tigers. Football season is back. Tiger Rag.
Hungry for LSU sports news?
I am starving. I just worked up a man-sized appetite.
Tiger Rag magazine's ready to serve.
Here we go.
Awesome.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag is the Bible of LSU sports.
All right, huddle up. Bring it in, guys.
Tiger Rag magazine.
Football, basketball, baseball, gymnastics, and so much more. Tiger Rag.
Tiger Rag.
Tiger Rag editor Ron Higgins and Tiger Rag assistant editor William Weathers cover all things LSU sports and interview some of the best guests in the biz.
I think we are underestimating.
Celebrating your 2019 National Championship Tigers.
Tiger Rag magazine on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com. Tiger Rag.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City. Welcome back. So, a little bit of news in the with the Pelicans, or I should say, some rumors more than news. But I don't think it's any secret that both Lonzo Ball and JJ Redick are apparently on the trading block. And you know, with the way that the Pels have been playing, granted, like we said Monday night, they didn't get beat Monday. They just didn't get to play. And from what I'm seeing, they will be playing tonight against the Wizards. So we'll see how that goes. But there is an openness to deal both Lonzo Ball and J.J. Redick. And, you know, with the way that Nikhil Alexander Walker's played, it's really no surprise that they're open to it. And you know, J.J. Redick hasn't shot the ball very well this year. Lonzo Ball, it is what it is with him. Like, it's not – I don't think it's necessarily a surprise. And, you know, I know he had aspirations this year to be the most improved player in the league, but it's just not coming together. And, you know, I don't know. I don't think trading these guys for draft picks is necessarily the answer, because we have enough of those. I don't know, unless you're going to get a top five pick, I don't think it's going to be that game changing, no pun intended. but I know that when they traded for Lonzo Ball, when they traded Anthony Davis, the executive VP David Griffin told Sports Illustrated, "We'll probably play the fastest style of ball that's been played maybe ever." That's a big quote. And it certainly hasn't lived up to that. Their pace last year was a lot better. They were, I think, ranked fourth in pace last year, which I don't even know how in the hell you gauge that. But, you know, there's a stat for everything. So,
yes, there is.
And this year, I think they're one of the worst, if not the worst, in the league in quote-unquote pace. But it's just not I don't know what the problem is. You know, it's a lack of defense. I don't know. It's a lack of ball handling. Is it a lack of focus? Is it a lack of chemistry? I don't know. But at some point, is it on Stan Van Gundy? You know?
Yeah, at some point it is. I understand there are certain things that players have to do. The team has to come together on these things. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if you're going to be the leader, everything falls on you. Even if it's not your fault, it all falls on you. You're the one that wanted to be the leader of this team. Mm-hmm. It all falls on you. And when everything goes right, it's because of them. Right. When everything goes wrong, it's because of you.
Exactly. And you took the words right out of my mouth. It's just very disappointing, especially with, you know, Stan Van Gundy being known, quote unquote, as a defensive coach, and they're not playing any damn defense. That I do put on him, because you can't teach people how to be great scorers, but you can teach people how to play great defense. You can teach people how to rebound. You can teach the fundamentals. You can't make somebody, an elite scorer. It just doesn't happen like that. They either have that or they don't have that. But those other little things, those can be controlled and those can be taught. And that's just, it's a lack of focus, truly. If you haven't figured out a month in what your chemistry is and the right groupings of your players, when is that? When are you going to figure that out? Essentially you've got, and then you have, like we talked about when they drafted, you have all these guys, you have a logjam of guards. I don't understand why they did that either. I mean, you know what your needs are, and there's something to be said about taking the best player available. I'm fine with that. But then you have to turn around and do something. You can't have a 12-player team, you have seven or eight of them being guards, especially when you need interior defense and you need rebounding. It doesn't seem to make sense. And I don't know where the disconnect is with this. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm wondering the same thing. I mean, you've got the guys, you've got the coach. Mm-hmm. What is going on? What is the thing? I mean, I understand that you didn't have as much practice time. You know, that was LSU's same argument this past season. But at the same time, you've been playing long enough. You should be able to at least start to piece things together. Right. And so what is going on? What is there behind the scenes, whatever else, that we're not seeing that is not working? Is it, do you need different players? Do you need different personnel? Like, there's got to be something here that can make a difference.
I agree. And I feel like that we either if this isn't working out, then you do need to trade him. You know, let's get somebody in that can shoot from the perimeter, that can play defense on the perimeter. You know, even if you package, we have all these damn draft picks. You know, yeah. If it takes giving up Lonzo Ball on a draft pick to get a better player and improve the team, then why in the hell wouldn't we do that?
Exactly.
I mean, let's go. There's a reason that there's no good. Let's get real. Like, after the top 10 picks in the NBA draft, after that, it gets real sketchy. You know, you don't really know what you're going to get. It's not like football or baseball where you can draft somebody in the third round and they're going to, you know, that they can end up being superstars. That happens very far and few between with basketball. There's not number one, there's not a lot of job opportunities for that. There's only 12 players on a team. So, you know, why have all these picks? We got to do something with it. And, you know, the biggest thing is, like we talked about the other night, we don't want Zion Williamson to start getting sad. We want to keep him in town. But, you know, between him and Brandon Ingram, you have a good building block, but we got to get some guys that go along with it. And Steven Adams, I think, has played well, too. I would want to keep him around just because he's a good veteran presence. He plays great, you know, on the interior, gets a lot of rebounds, and plays with a lot of hustle and a lot of heart. So I really like Steven Adams also. But some of these other guys, you know, let's move it on down the line. Let's get some guys that can gel. It just doesn't make any sense. And even I just saw an article that came out today from Bleacher Report saying that the Pelicans are the NBA's biggest disappointment. Can you believe that? The Pels have lost 8 of the last 9, and we're currently 14th in the Western Conference, and the defense is ranked 25th in points allowed per possession. So that means anything outside of garbage time. You're not going to win any games like this. And it sucks. I feel like it's a broken record every time we talk about them, but it's because the same damn thing happens every game. And that has to – it's just as bad as, you know, with what happened with Alvin Gentry, what he did every game. It's just as bad with Stan Van Gundy. Like, come on. You know, this is on the coaches just as much as it is on the players.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's – I'm interested to see how it'll shake out in the next few days or weeks. They've got until, I think, March 26th maybe. Before the trade deadline, I'm sure there'll be some moves. And if nothing else, if they know they're going to be if we're going to go down the tubes this year, you might as well be sellers and try to get get a good draft pick through the lottery again. And who knows what can happen?
Yes. Zion number 2.
Right. March 25th is the trade deadline. Okay. It looks like that they're going to be sellers. So, both Lonzo Ball and JJ Redick are both in the last years of their contract. So it would make all the sense in the world to move them somewhere else. And maybe they'll be better fits wherever they go. And then Stan Van Gundy can bring in some players that fit what he does. So, you know, we'll see how that works. Before we go to break, a little bit of hockey news. St. Louis Blues announced today that they are welcoming fans back into the stadium. So that's good because, like we've talked about, the St. Louis Blues are a lot like the New Orleans Saints. You know, the fan bases are very similar, and the Enterprise Center in St. Louis is one of the loudest in all of hockey. And they have very, very rabid, loyal fans, and it makes such a huge difference having those fans in the stadium. So I'm glad to see that. Granted, it's only going to be 1,400 fans, but
anybody's better than nothing.
Yeah, and also they're also going to, and adding to that will be they host frontline workers, which they have been doing since opening night for them. So that's, I think it's awesome. And tomorrow night they'll play their second game against Vegas Knights. They won last night in a shootout. And some of what they've been up to is they've been playing a lot of, you know, back-to-back games with teams where they've won the first one, lost the second one. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. But
and I actually have just a little bit of Blues news as well. Blues news about the Blues, I guess. Yeah. I found an article this morning. 2 years after a life-saving bone marrow transplant, Layla Anderson begins new journey on the ice. Layla Anderson, for those of y'all that don't know, she's a 12-year-old who's been going through all kinds of medical issues. She became the Blues kind of, she became a big deal with them whenever they won the
Stanley Cup. Yeah.
And she is now part of the first ever Learn to Play program for the St. Louis Blues, and there's 80 girls in St. Louis that are now playing hockey. She went from being on her deathbed to playing hockey, and I have never been happier for anybody for somebody I don't know until now.
Yeah, she's truly an inspiration, and if you don't know much about her, you should look her up, because that little girl is quite a fighter. So. Yes. Let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about some more fighting, but it's Karen of the Week, so we'll be back after this.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Sin will keep you from the Word of God, or the Word of God will keep you from sin. Even when you're not doing everything you know is right, stay in this book, because that's the best chance you have to keep growing and moving forward. The Word of God will produce spiritual growth in your life. That's why you ought to read it.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, The Life God Blesses, next time on Turning Point.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter?
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And Mike, have you came across any Karens this week?
I've seen a few. I need to start sending them to you, because I did find some good ones. I feel like you may have found a better one than I did, though.
You know, and I'm going to forewarn it. This one's a little bit longer than we normally do, but it's only because I feel like the kid working at the store that this woman is being ridiculous at. I felt like his responses were so like dry, but yes. so on point that I had to keep listening. I tried to cut it down a little bit, but there wasn't much to cut out because the woman is just so insane, and so we'll talk about it as it goes. So let's hear about our Karen of the week.
She preaches live, laugh, love. She gets a weekly haircut. Never vaccinates her kids, and now she's had enough. Karen's coming for ya. Oh no, Karen's gonna floor ya. You better go. She spends most of the days on Facebook whilst complaining on the phone. And when it comes to healthcare, she knows all there is to know.
Technically discriminating.
I mean, if that's how you want to... No, I'm just saying. I can provide you reasonable accommodation.
I won't wear a mask because I can't. I'll have a panic attack. I will freak out. I will have an anxiety attack.
Shop online.
I'm here at the end with the understanding no one's in the store.
If you're going to have a panic attack, you probably shouldn't be in public anyway.
An hour at the end of every day, an hour at the beginning of the day. I'm here to buy some things and leave. I don't want to call 911 on you, but I will. I'm about to because I'm here
if you're
before you close.
And great usage of 911, mind you.
Then fine.
Yes.
So if... Would you like me to call 911?
I really would not like you to.
Okay.
I would like you to.
I would like to not also. So there is no one in the store.
There's me in the store.
There's you. So you stand 7,000 feet away from me.
Must be a hell of a big store.
And I'm trying to make sure
that I have rights. So you're going to hear that they're actually going. You'll make sure to hear that in the end. You're the one who will be cited, not me.
Okay, fine.
So, yep, I'll just stand right here because I'm here. I've driven 20 minutes out.
Oh,
I'll drive 20
goodness.
Minutes back. Just for my babies who are hungry.
And by the way, the place is called like Bones and Scones or something, so it's not like it's not a grocery store.
It's not like you're going to Ralph's or something,
right? This is I do have a right to be able to breathe O2, not CO2, and I am being discriminated against.
That was my favorite part. Really? Are you serious?
Yes, that I am not being allowed into the store because I'm being discriminated against.
Because you would not like to wear a mask.
It's called Bones and Scones, and I'm being discriminated against because I'm being told I need to wear a mask, even though I have a religious exemption right and a God-given right to be able to breathe.
I thought it was a medical exemption.
Uh-huh. Yes,
I have a religious right not to be around
when you're
not wearing a mask.
It's all
under
the same topic.
Right. What is the location address?
Let's see here. They actually have three.
Yeah, I'm glad that she's
it's
there.
The one on Vistachino and Sunrise.
She's correcting the 911 dispatch.
East Vistachino. So it's 1717 East Vistachino. B as in boy, 3. And they close in 6 minutes from now as well. And I'm just here to buy a couple of items. So I don't know if this is going to turn into a whole long thing when I'm just here for a couple of items.
If you need them so badly, why not just put on a mask? It's so easy.
I won't wear a mask.
Okay, that's your decision.
Okay, yes.
So go away.
No, I'll follow you. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Can I get your name?
Also, not one person in the store. They're about to close. You know, stores are actually accommodating people.
Do they have a signpost that is saying that they're...
Right here.
So yeah,
right
now, you can have the sign. That still doesn't mean...
I mean, we're a private business with private rights.
Right, but it's also not a law. So I could actually... So you're one of the first people that I've called 911 who actually doesn't seem
to... So she does this all the time.
And
yes.
She needs to be arrested for that.
Even though it's mandated, it's not actually a law. It's based off of an emergency, state of emergency that we are no longer in. So...
I think it's misappropriation of 911.
That's okay. Yeah. I mean, you can say all you want. I do know in the end I have the right, and in the end, if I wanted to sue this gentleman, I could and I will win. I'll work with Del Bigtree. I'll work with Robert Kennedy Jr. I'll work with Peggy Hall.
Well, Robert Kennedy Jr. is going
to
help her.
That you might not be familiar with, but I am, and I know that everyone who calls in order to have their rights be supported, to be able to shop by being able to breathe an O2, not CO2, they're all winning their cases.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to send an officer out to you. Can you just wait outside, please, for me?
I will wait in my truck. Here's the thing. What's going to happen is the gentleman is going to close his door because they close in 4 minutes.
Because he doesn't want to deal with you.
I drove all the way out here to purchase a couple of items. So what exactly should I do? Because I'd like to just walk on in, grab the items.
At this point, if he's not allowing you in, he is the owner of the store. They have the right to refuse service to anybody.
He's not the owner.
Illegal. Okay. Well, they still have a right to refuse service if he's an employee there. And I am going to send an officer out to you. They can talk to you once they arrive. I have no control over if they close the store in the meantime. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, so then you could just let the officer know that I'm leaving and that...
You don't want us to come out then?
I don't want you to come out because all I really want is for you to support me, for me to be able to...
I need a couple of scones.
I just need you to support me. Right. I just need you to make sure that what I want is what happens.
Right.
Oh, you're going... Are you going live too?
I'm just recording.
You're recording me. That's fine. You are welcome to do your research to find it in the end. I'm actually right.
I don't care.
I love that part. I don't care.
I'm here to be purchasing items. I'm not here to be speaking with an officer who knows that in the end I'm the one who has the rights.
Ma'am, you hear them. You hear me. I'm just doing my job. Can you step outside?
Yeah. And could you make sure that this gentleman gives me his name as well, ma'am? Just
and I'm sure this is his name coming up, too.
Help me to get his name?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
If I could have your name, too, because you
My name's Aiden Bearpaw. I'm an employee here at Bones and Scones.
Bearpaw. Good. Bearpaw. Perfect. So at least I have your name, because if I wanted to, I could take it further, and I won't.
Okay, fine.
I'm not here to do that.
Okay, have a lovely day.
But in the end, I was discriminated against for not being able to shop at your store.
That's your narrative.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. In fact, I'll just go live, too, for a second.
I mean, if you want to.
Okay.
I'm just doing my job.
And I'm just doing
I have
my
rules.
Job.
I will get in trouble if I let you in without a mask. We have a lot of elderly customers. You know, it's a county.
Elderly customers here.
It really doesn't matter.
Okay. So,
officer, could you
Bearpaw?
Ask her to step away from the door? She's making me feel
could
kind
you just
of
tell
unsafe
me your
with
last
her.
Name again? Bearpaw?
Yeah.
Okay, Aiden Bearpaw. Thank you so much.
Yeah, take care. God bless you.
You too.
Yeah, you're such a wonderful human being.
Now, the moral to this story, I liked him too. He was so dry, but so matter of fact, and he was on point. And the point of the story is leave these people alone. They're a little bit better than minimum wage workers. And the last thing I need is for you to come in and give them a bunch of problems. You know, it's ridiculous.
I want to look up Bones and Scones and try to get in touch with Aiden Bearclaw and have him on the show next week. That would be awesome.
We should try to get old Mr. Bearpaw. I'm sure that's his name.
Bearpaw. That's it. Yes, of course it is.
And let's make
if we tell him why we're calling, I'm sure he'll be like, yeah, that's not my name. This is it. And I'll be happy to do your show.
Right. But let's clear this up real quick for everybody keeping score at home. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 has nothing to do with whether or not you wear a mask. Here it is. It's a landmark civil rights and labor law that outlaws discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, national origin, and now sexual orientation and gender identity. It prohibits unequal application of voter registration requirements, racial segregation in schools and public accommodations, and employment discrimination. Where, oh where, does that mean I don't have to wear a mask? It doesn't.
Sorry, Karen.
Yeah, so you need to maybe read a book. Let's start there. So, all right, well, that's enough for Karen this week. Let's get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, we're just going to play Gloria. More Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.